Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And today we have on the show Chantel Kelly. Chantel was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, and resides in Hartford, Connecticut for the past 15 years. She graduated from CCSU with a BS in marketing and received her master's in communications from the University of Hartford. Following college, she worked in marketing and advertising until she decided to follow her passion for working with children. Chantel has been teaching in Hartford Public Schools for the past 10 years and loves working with her students. With a strong commitment to the community, together with her husband Shane, she opened Capital Ice Cream with a vision to bring a positive and happy place in Hartford where families and friends can spend quality time together. I was really excited to interview Chantel, and we couldn't find an appropriate space to record the podcast, so we went to Spectra Wired for this interview. So I apologize in advance for all the music in the background, but I really wanted to get this interview done before Chantel reopened Capital Ice Cream, which opened on April 4th. So thank you guys so much for the support. Thank you for Spectra Wired for letting us record there, and thank you, Chantel, for being so flexible. Hope you guys enjoy the interview. Thank you so much, Chantel, for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
This is so exciting for me because I have been a big fan of Capital Ice Cream for a while now. And when I found out through Michael, who was on the podcast before, that there was a family opening an ice cream place, I wondered what that family was going to look like, because as we were talking about before we sat down and started recording, you know, both of us have gone down that block and have seen that block kind of transform. And I was really hoping that it would be a black or brown old business. So I'm really happy that you're there. That's awesome.
We're very happy to be there ourselves. We've dreamed of this for quite some time, walking down that block, as I mentioned before.
Yeah.
And just seeing the changes taking place and really excited about being a part of that change.
Yeah.
In a positive way, and really, you know, as you've seen in there, it says Happy Place in Hartford, really sort of bringing that vibe.
I love like the whole vibe of the place. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm really curious, just from talking to you about how you started out, because I know that you're from New Orleans and your husband is Jamaican. You guys have three children. You've been interviewed. I think I saw something on Hartford.com and other places, a little bit about you guys, but you're still kind of like a little like mysterious treasure. You opened this ice cream place, which was booming last summer in 2018. You're gonna come back in April for a new season. Tell me how Capital Ice Cream got started.
So as mentioned before, quite some time we've been interested in opening a business in Hartford, but was looking for the right time, the right opportunity. We had been thinking about an ice cream shop for a while, and this place became available.
Mm-hmm. So the actual space.
The space became available, and we're like, you know what? What better time than the present, right?
Really, exactly.
It's so true, and really just sort of putting our sights on doing the best that we could and being contributing in a way that was really positive in Hartford, just for the children, for the neighborhood, you know, just for the community as a whole. And we've been in Hartford for about 15 years now,
mm-hmm.
And having children in Hartford of our own, being a Hartford Public Schools teacher, mm-hmm. you know, really connect to the children, and really was looking for an opportunity to make something that we could call our own.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us, you know.
Yeah, so, the whole family.
You know, we've talked about it a little bit, having the children walk down that street and be proud that this is their ice cream shop, you know, or something, you know, visually appealing for the children to make them feel good about where they live.
Right.
You know, they don't have to take drives out to, you know, other places.
Right.
Of course, we support and love other places as well, but why not have something in our local community that we can be proud of?
So, something you can walk to.
Take a little walk down the street if you're going to the park. And even if you can't stop in that day, I always encourage people, just come in and say hi. I love to see. I want that community family feel where people feel like it's not just, oh, I'm coming in to get ice cream. Like, you know what? I'm having a bad day. I just want to go in and say hi, have a little chat. I'm always open and available for that. Because again, I just want to be a big part of the community in more ways
than
one. So
Before you started Capital Ice Cream, did you and your husband ever engage in other kind of community work? You know, were you guys doing anything like that kind of sparked your interest to start the small business?
Yeah, we actually do a couple community things. Where we actually started a sandwich ministry with our church. So
that's so nice.
Yeah, for the last, I want to say, 8 or 9 years now, we've been actually doing sandwiches for the House of Bread in Hartford.
Yes, so the House of Bread.
We lead that ministry once a month for the last 8-9 years. My husband started that, and we've really brought in other people who helped, and it's just been great. We encourage our children to be, and they're little, you know, they're four, six, and eight, but we want to really have them know what it is to...
It's never too early to teach them, you know, giving back to their community and volunteering.
Exactly. We take them to the toy store, and they pick things out, and then we actually bring them to Children's Hospital and let them carry it in and hand it, so they know what that feels like to be giving back, you know, in some way. So there's a couple other things that we do in the community that my husband at one time was on the board at the Taper House in Hartford.
Oh, the Taper House,
So a couple things like that that we, you know, and being in school, being a school teacher, every day is
you wear many hats, I'm sure.
So it's, but it's, I consider it my heart work, you know?
Yeah.
It really is something that I really love doing. I love working with the children.
It's amazing. And I could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell when I went in and I met you, I could just, you have like this like glow and like light about you, and you seem just so friendly.
Oh, thank you.
And I didn't know, like I said, who was going to, what, you know, Capital Ice Cream was going to look like. And I had this idea in my head of the aesthetics and the people behind the counter, and it's completely opposite. I saw brown people behind the counter. I saw black people behind the counter, and it was just so bright and beautiful and vibrant. And I'm like, wow, like, who is the mastermind behind, like, the vision of the ice cream place?
So I would say my husband and I, you know, we have a collective effort. he sort of, you know, he gives the rough of what he, his ideas and his visions, and I, you know, I come in and sort of finesse him.
That's awesome.
Put the lady touch on it. The love touch is what I call it. Just to really, like I said, find a way to connect with all people.
Absolutely.
And I would just, you know, our biggest goal was we wanted a space that people just felt so welcome.
Absolutely.
It's just really feeling like they're, when I say a happy place in Hartford, not just saying that, but really living that through my employees, through our communication with people. You know, when I call them ice cream friends, I really want them to feel like they're a friend.
Ice cream friends.
Yeah, not just a customer, but just someone, your money, here's some ice cream.
Like there's no intention in the exchange of like the conversation and stuff
You know, I'm really big on communication and really connecting with people, getting to know them.
You know what I mean,
and obviously we're in a fast-paced situation, but still sometimes you're communicating love just by saying hi a certain way, or how are you today, and really meaning it, not just saying it, you know, because you have to say, but really feeling that connection with people, especially in a community that you're really trying to build something that's more than just your basic cookie cutter situation where,
So it sounds like you had a blueprint in your head based on your experiences growing up, you know, being a mom, a wife, and a community organizer in Hartford, that you wanted to create a space where people felt welcome, they could go somewhere local. How long did it take you to find a space in Hartford? Because I'm assuming you wanted to stay in Hartford and create the ice cream place there.
It was many years. It was many years because, you know, we were sort of watching things develop and trying to find the right fit, you know, what would be a good spot. And I feel like it was kind of divine that this place opened up when it did, because it was the right time in our lives that we could be able to put the effort into it. And so I feel like this space was the perfect space for us in the ice cream shop.
Right. And it does sound like it's a perfect place because you've been down that block so many times.
I live I'm walking distance of this.
That is amazing. I mean, that's what all small business owners want, is to be somewhere where they're local to their home, to their community, and they feel like they're welcome. That's amazing.
Thank you.
This was your first small business endeavor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So what were you nervous about opening a small business, and what were some of your worries?
Definitely nervous, and I can't say that actually ever goes away.
Yeah,
but you know, operating on, I'm very faith-filled.
Okay.
So oh,
that's awesome.
I move forward with that thought that you take the leap mm-hmm. and the net will appear.
Yep.
So, and if, you know, no regrets, right? So
right.
with and just operating from a really honest and genuine place, I feel like I can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it'll work out. And so with that sort of mindset, just every day, taking it day by day mm-hmm. and thinking to myself, like, did you do the best you could today?
Right.
You know? Obviously, it's a challenge being a small business as far mm-hmm. as making sure that you're meeting the needs of your community. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are, you know...
You have to pay bills.
Yeah, you have to pay bills. So that I would say yeah. as far as the challenge piece mm-hmm. is finding that balance, because the first year was a reality check.
Right.
Right, you know, and just really saying, okay, what can we do just to still serve our mission, but at the same time
right.
be able to survive.
Right, because you had the mission in place, but you were just trying to figure out how was it going to work in our lives.
Right.
You and your husband at the time both worked full-time when you opened Capital Ice Cream?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you then, because I have a lot of friends who listen to the podcast because
yeah.
they're small business mm-hmm. owners, so I just kind of want to talk a little bit more about that. When it came to opening, so I know you wanted to find a place that was appropriate, what other steps do you feel like you had to take, like, as a family, right, in order to open this small business?
I know people talk about it all the time, but balance, balance, balance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't say that I'm always win. That, you know, if I'm
right.
being truthful, it's something that I still work on daily, mm-hmm. but literally one second, one day at a time.
Right.
Remembering to breathe.
Yes.
That's been my new thing, like, breathe.
Yes, yes, because we don't.
Staying, you know, connected. Connected
mm-hmm.
with self, right?
Right.
Because that's the number one step. I'm not connected with myself and mm-hmm. everything else around me. Remembering that, especially having my children,
yep.
that really they are the number one priority. So,
absolutely.
Making sure that I can always say that I've spent some pocket of time making sure that their needs are being met emotionally,
absolutely.
Physically.
Because I'm sure
things.
Having the small business takes you away from being at home and spending
right.
time with the kids and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Living with purpose, you know, and
mm-hmm.
finding that balance between teaching them, like, you know, mommy is doing all this because, you know, obviously we want
right.
to have some a future for you, but also remembering that's not everything, right?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that they felt that I'm there.
Absolutely.
I'm there. So, and that means, like, carving out time. Like, this is time for the kids.
Right.
There's no cell phones. There's
mm-hmm.
no computers and any of those things. And you know what I found, too, that's helped me the most? Because in the beginning, right, like, self-care was,
yep.
like, a big thought for
absolutely.
Me. Like, oh, my gosh, I have to do a massage or I have to go to a spa. Like, it was this
right.
big
you're
grandiose,
like, I have to do these scenes.
Grandiose
yeah.
ideas. And then the reality hit, like, okay, what can you control?
Right.
So finding those small pockets of time
mm-hmm.
to say, I can't read a whole book, okay? Maybe I can read a chapter.
Right,
right.
right.
I can't breathe for a whole hour. And
I can't meditate for 20
right,
minutes in
20
the morning.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Take, like, a minute. Sometimes
right.
it's like 5 minutes, you know. Just finding those little times and making sure that they feel included.
Absolutely.
In things, too.
And it sounds like you had to kind of unpack the stereotype that self-care means you have to dish out a whole bunch of money.
Right.
It's self-care.
It's simple things, yeah.
Right. Self-care is you getting this coffee that you didn't know
100%.
That you were
going to
love. Right? Exploring a new place uh-huh. that you've never been to, or maybe having ice cream.
Let me tell you, self-care is like sitting down with and not in the get-ready-to-move position, just like sitting and eating a meal
mm-hmm.
and taking my time.
Yes.
Once in a while.
And chewing.
and
not
chewing.
Swallowing.
And right,
yeah.
always in the go-rush mode. So
yeah.
it's really starting in those small space, you know, those small things, and, you know, building from there
mm-hmm.
little by little, and then at all of a sudden you have, okay, there's a safe space for me to say that
right.
I took care of myself today.
Right. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm not hitting my head against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I feel relaxed.
Right.
I feel like I have a balance.
Yeah.
When you guys opened, you kind of opened in June, then you had your event in July of
yeah.
last year.
Yeah.
At what point did you feel, because now we're on like season two basically of
mm-hmm.
reopening, do you still feel like you're trying to find a balance right now with your family, your jobs, your school activities? Or did you feel like you had a nice little flow when you first opened?
Well, I feel like going into the season, I mm-hmm. sort of know what to expect. I mean,
nice.
Obviously there's, you know, things that change that we can't anticipate at this time. But
mm-hmm.
having a better idea is definitely helping me to sort of prepare in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But also in my mind, I have to be more flexible about, you know, things will change, and especially with the children, with myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's ever-changing, the business, not knowing, you know, things that might occur going forward. But if, in my mind, I'm thinking, at least if I can somewhat think about the things that happened last season and sort of be proactive,
yeah,
and just preparing, then at least I could sort of avoid some of those pitfalls,
right?
But more or less also saying, being flexible, I mm-hmm. guess is what I'm trying to get to, is just yeah. being flexible, going with the flow, and remembering this mm-hmm. is ice cream, right? This is right. not meant to be like stressful.
It's not. it's actually supposed to be the opposite.
Exactly.
People would, like,
right?
go to ice cream right. as a time to, like, release and sit down and enjoy.
Exactly.
Like, eating ice cream forces you to slow down
right.
and, like, enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to say to myself. Like, go back to the essence of what, you know, what mm-hmm. you are trying to provide for everybody else. Make sure you're providing it for yourself.
Right.
So that you can, your cup is full to be able to share with everybody else.
I always say you can't pour from an empty cup.
No, absolutely.
You can't.
No. Nope. Try.
Wow. So yeah. So it sounds like self-care was a big thing for you, and balance was the
yeah.
most important way that you
yeah.
found
yeah.
that you were doing what you had to do.
Yeah.
yeah.
And realizing too that, you know, there's some things you just have to accept
mm-hmm.
and make the best of it, right?
Right.
And knowing always that people are coming to you, like I said, for ice cream, like they're coming for that happy mm-hmm. space, that happy time. And that's what they deserve.
Right.
They deserve. And so your energy has to give that off.
Absolutely.
Not just you, but people. Like someone once told me, if you can't carry my spirit, you can't carry my work.
Mm.
So I need the people who are around me to, I need that experience to be the same when, whether I'm there or not.
Right.
And if it's not, I need to know that, because
right.
that's what, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not there, I need everybody still to feel that positivity when I'm not around.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And you definitely feel that positivity in Capital Ice Cream.
Thank you. It just
feels beautiful in there. And we talked about this kind of before we started recording, but why ice cream of all things? Because you're from New Orleans. I know you guys have, you do the sandwich, you know, initiative with the church.
Yeah.
So you could have opened a sandwich spot. You could have been cooking, you know, crawfish or something, you know. So why
yeah,
ice cream?
Yeah, thought about it, because we love food in New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly.
First, I love ice cream. All year round.
Me too.
You know, every kind. I like it. But it was also about a twofold thing, a need.
Okay.
We kind of looked around and to see what was missing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was missing, you know, we didn't have a lot of places in Hartford that serve ice cream. And quality ice cream, premium ice cream.
Yes.
You know, we wanted something
I do
want
to talk about that, because your ice cream is delicious.
We wanted to, in that, you know, we wanted to give something that people said, I can taste the difference, right?
Right.
So that was like a big deal. We did a lot of taste testing. Let me tell you, it was tough.
So you don't, do you make it your own?
No,
yourself?
We partnered with another local company. Our
okay.
intention was, when we started out, we made ice cream at home all the time.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So we have a little machine, and we're like, oh, we're going to make our own ice cream, right? Of course, the space didn't allow for that.
Okay.
So we did a lot of taste testing, and we wanted to find a local company that was easy to work with one, but I would say even more than that, and obviously quality ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but someone that understood our vision,
mm-hmm.
but also was flexible and just a good person,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Like, you know, and so, given we had to let go of our, so going back to that flexibility, that dream
mm-hmm.
of making our own ice cream, and say, okay, what can we do now? You
right.
know, the future is, you know,
Bright, right?
And we never know what we can evolve
right.
from this, but starting there and saying, okay, this is okay. So then we said, oh, my husband really wanted the Cold Stone. And a lot of people don't know we have that. I love, like, anything I can create, I love to mix in toppings. Like
oh,
that.
You do have the Cold Stone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our cold plate. So I love to mix in toppings, so
yep.
that I love the concept of being able to create your own
ice cream
yeah.
and
having. I hate when I have to get toppings and everything's falling. I'm trying to get it
right,
all
right, and
in.
Then you're like, you get to the middle, and there's like, no, there's no topping.
No, I need the love mixed in.
Yes, exactly. That's why my favorite flavor from you guys is the birthday cake.
Yeah.
It's like sprinkles.
Yeah.
And
it's happiness in a cup or cone.
Oh my God, it's so good. Yes. So you partnered with a local Connecticut or Hartford?
Connecticut.
Connecticut yeah. Farmer, or is it just like a...
Yeah, he makes it on site. It's out
nice.
In Prospect, yeah. So,
nice.
But he's very flexible. I could literally tell him the night before, oh man, everybody really loved that toasted coconut. Can you make more? But can you add a little more of the coconut because, you know, want more of that flavor? He will customize it like that. So it's really, really great. Yeah.
Wow. So you have a local farmer who's customizing and making ice cream for you guys. And then anything else in the shop that maybe you outsource or you do yourself?
Everything else we pretty much do ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're making more of our waffle cones this season.
I heard that you guys make your own waffle cones.
Yeah, and our... So we've been having a balance because we want to make sure, we don't want to just say, oh, we make our own, and we really want it to be good, right?
Yeah, of course.
So we've been perfecting it, and so you'll find a combination of some, you'll have the choice this season to have a homemade one, or house-made one. And we're also trying to add a little cinnamon, a little flavor to some of them.
Nice.
We are also doing ice cream sandwiches this season.
I did see that.
So you get to choose your own ice cream.
And you have like slushies.
Cookies, slushies. We're trying to mix up the flavors with that. But
I just remember walking in and thinking, like, this looks like I'm at a carnival.
And that's exact. Yay!
That's what you wanted?
Just that nostalgic feel. Because it's all, when you go to an amusement park, right? No matter how old you are.
Yes, it's like a popcorn, a kind of candy.
Just bringing like that happiness.
You feel like a kid.
You don't even know why you're so happy, but hey, it's happening, right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly how I think most people who've been in there, they feel like they feel like a kid, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I said it must be your kindergarten teacher background. It must be your teacher background because you made that place envisioning your kids, your actual kids, and the kids you actually, you know, the ones that you work with.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you look at it, and kids, you know, go in there, they feel comfortable, and adults really enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
So I thought it was beautiful.
It's like bringing out the kid in everybody.
Everybody.
I mean,
just
forget about all the other stresses of life, even if it's for that 5 minutes, you know, on a beautiful day, sitting out on and letting the sun hit your skin and soaking it up and enjoying a cool treat. There's nothing like it, really.
I know.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you'd make everything with intention, or at least you thought about everything intentionally. Because even the menu, it's a love of Hartford, kind of. Because you have different things. Talk about that a little bit.
So, you know, as you mentioned before, I'm from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. It will always be home. However, this is my new home, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've put a real effort, especially all my children were born in Hartford, right? Mm-hmm. I want them to be connected to Connecticut as their home, Hartford as their home.
Right.
And so my husband and I, you know, work together to come up with all these ways to just make a connection to the city of Hartford and the state overall. And just as time will go by, we'll try to think of more things. So just have that pride, you know, really kind of put Connecticut as, you know, this is a really cool place if you really take the time to get to know it.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I've enjoyed immensely is just getting to know people and knowing about different events happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of the things that I didn't even know existed, and I'm feeling excited about it. Mm-hmm. Right, like I'm being excited about being a part of it, having that for my children, myself, and just like there's so many great people in Connecticut and things to, you know, and so I really enjoy just that whole process of like making Hartford my own, you know what I mean, like this is home for us.
Yeah.
And so what's exciting, what's happening, Hartford has it, right?
Yeah, Hartford has it. Yeah. And I love that the treats are like named after different things, which is awesome.
So we've been trying to think of ways to really just kind of, like I said, make that connection to Hartford and like put us on a map. Hey, what's happening here? What's
up? Exactly. What were some of the things that you learned from this past season when you opened?
Basically just, well, thinking about making sure that I understand the customer's needs, right?
Okay.
And the things that they want to see on the menu and just evolving that as time goes by. You know, you might have some great ideas, right? But it doesn't necessarily translate into what people want, right?
Right.
But just making sure customer service is important. It's key.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can have the greatest product on the planet, but if people don't feel, you know, a positive energy or vibe behind that, it could change the whole experience. And we're all about creating experience.
Absolutely.
So just really making sure that it's consistent, that's consistent. Just learning more about the neighborhood, what they need, and what we can do to sort of just be more connected in other ways, whether it's giving back or being a part of events that are local that help, you know.
Right, so maybe kind of can, not just opening a place, but reaching your hands out to the community and making sure, like, right. we're here to support you and vice versa.
Right, yeah. right. And, you know, going back to that whole thought of finding that balance, you know, right. being able to do that in a way that still,
that's you awesome. Know. What did you feel like you achieved the goals that you set out for yourself when you first opened? Maybe your small, like, immediate
yeah.
goals.
Yeah, I think so. I feel awesome. Good about it. I feel like we did our best. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this year will be better. Well, yeah. not hopefully.
It will be.
I'm claiming it. How about
yes.
that? it yes. will be. We're going to own that. It definitely will be better. Because, again, if we operate from that place of genuine space, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't feel like... I feel like that's just always eventually going to lead to all the right things, you know?
Absolutely.
All the good things.
Yeah.
So,
what do you expect for the new season? Or what can people hope or see from you guys?
You could see new shakes.
Ooh, yes,
we learned a lot of new shakes to see, fun things, things that we've been working on and
mm-hmm.
taste testing. Again, a hard job tasting all that.
You're still gonna have the birthday cake flavor.
Yes, yes, with some new shakes definitely for that. And cakes, you know, our ice cream cakes. Oh. Last year we started really late with those because we wanted to make sure we really got them down. So this season we're going to come out, we're going to have more to-go cakes available. Last year was sort of like a custom order.
I saw that you guys were doing to-go ice cream and I was like,
So we're going to be having more cakes already prepared. So if you want a cake, then we could just, you know, quickly maybe add, you know, some words on it for you or things
okay.
like that. But there's always, if you want a custom cake, we'll be offering that as well.
Nice.
What's fun about our cakes mm-hmm. is... Last year, we did a lot. We would mix in. So, like, say there's a Reese's peanut butter, and we mix in Reese's peanut in one layer,
mm-hmm.
and then some cookie dough, mix it in. Mm. Just like you could really customize it. That's
yeah.
really. Someone ordered a pistachio cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
like,
you guys do the cakes.
Yeah, you can. You
okay,
can
wow.
any flavor ice cream that we have in the shop. You can have a custom-made cake done with any flavor. So we'll have some ones that are already done, our traditional line. But really, birthday cake,
wow.
cake, all yours.
How long would it take if someone wanted to order a cake?
So we appreciate 3-day notice just because
oh, nice.
It makes sure that we have time for the layers to freeze properly
yeah.
and things like that. So 3 days would be sufficient.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. I have that in mind. So shakes, we used to have the slushies.
We'll have the slushies. We're trying to incorporate some new flavors this
Ooh,
season. Yeah,
okay.
we're trying to do that, some strawberry lemonade.
Nice, nice.
And trying to think, you know, bring in some other ones as the season goes along. So,
wow.
But one of the things I want to say is we love customer input and feedback.
Okay.
Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, an email to us at capitalicecream.com. You make us better, you know what I
Absolutely,
mean? Like,
yeah.
So we want to hear what you want to see on the menu in the future. Even it may not happen today or tomorrow, but it's always on the list of possibilities, and we want you to know that we want you to be a part of that process. If there's something, we've added stuff to our menu just from last season, just from customer feedback. Have you seen the People's Choice?
Yeah, the
yes,
yeah.
yes.
That's,
so we're
like
gonna
that.
Do that again this season, where we have a vote mm-hmm. of favorite Sundays, and
oh yeah,
that's pretty fun. And we'll have, you know, the winner come in and. You'll be a celebrity.
Oh, I love that.
Ice cream celebrity. Dreams come true, see?
Yeah, dreams come true. I love that. And it's going to be your year, the birthday of the ice cream place
yes.
in June.
Yes.
What are you kind of hoping for after like a year into your business?
I'm looking for more people to know we're here.
Yeah.
You know, what I found over the time that we were closed, I met a lot of people that were like, I didn't even know you guys were there. I didn't even know that was there. So that I'm excited to, you know, to see, meet new faces, you know,
yeah.
connect with new people in the community. And that's a really, you know, a really big thing that we're looking forward to is just letting people know you don't have to travel far. Just come right in and see us.
Exactly.
Dessert your way.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the barriers of people not knowing that you're there? Because I know when I posted that picture, that
mm-hmm.
famous picture that you
yeah.
love, everyone was like, I didn't know that was there, which makes
yes.
sense because it had just opened.
Shout out to you for that picture.
Yeah. I just love ice cream, so. And people were saying, I didn't know that was there. There's another ice cream place in Hartford that's been there for
yeah.
It's on the other side of Hartford,
yep.
which I'm sure you know what
yep.
I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
That's been there for years, and everyone's like, oh, I didn't know that I was there. I always go to this place. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, well, they don't need to compete because it's two different sides of Hartford.
I've been there before. I love you. Yeah, me too. I've supported them before. I am all about, like...
And they're supportive of you guys because they commented on the picture, too.
I love the idea of, you know, there's a piece for everybody,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
We're supporting each other and finding ways to complement each other. There's
yeah.
No, you know,
it's not like
mean?
Ice cream wars.
Right. And you know what? You know, everybody's just... That's exciting to know that another, you know, local company, mm-hmm. another positive space in Hartford, you know, another, and that's important,
yes.
no matter if it's ice cream or not, you know what I mean?
Right.
So the more the merrier, let's do
right.
it. Yeah.
What can we do for people to know more about you, or what do you think that is missing, you know, from, yeah, people knowing more about Capital Ice Cream?
One of the things, we do have a website now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
capitalicecream.com. That's going to
be
evolving over time and getting more information and more cool things on it. But
perfect.
For now, we wanted to make sure we had some sort of, mm-hmm. You know, somewhere for people to at least visit and get a general idea of the offerings that we have and
mm-hmm.
being able to order cakes online, you know, sending us a message or in... back to that feedback, you know, that's another place that you can send us
right.
something like, I really would love to see more of this kind of ice cream. Can you think about that for the future?
Right. I know you guys are on Yelp and Instagram and Facebook, right?
Yep. We're all on those places as well.
Do you, because there's a lot of different things that are going on. Do you see you in Hartford? Do you see you guys doing like pop-ups where you like will go to a community space and give, you know, half ice cream or not an ice cream truck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over time, you know, mm-hmm. as we evolve and see what, you know, what comes of this particular season, we definitely want to be mobile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to the local parks, mm-hmm. Bushnell Park and the other local parks in the area. And really just sort of move about Hartford in a way that's, again, supporting that Connecticut pride, that Hartford pride concept,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so we are working on some ideas to get more on the street. We will be doing a couple events this season.
You
we
are.
Intend to be a part of No Good Market.
Yes,
yes,
that's
summer.
Amazing.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Good,
last
good.
Year we missed our season.
Yes,
yeah,
it's okay.
But we we're excited to participate
that's gonna be
this
nice.
Summer.
That's gonna be
for
nice.
That. And we there's a event called Hartford Day.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
the Capitol.
Yep.
We're gonna be part of that this
nice,
year.
Nice, nice.
And there's a couple other little.
Cool.
events that we're hoping to be a part of as well.
I hope that I see you guys at the places like there's a farmer's market on Broad Street.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
those little pop-ups
mm-hmm.
where they'll have local, right? Because
yeah.
you're a local business. You
yeah.
get your ice cream from a local farmer.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to have to see you guys just like sending like little pint-sized little ice creams.
Yeah, that oh. would be awesome. Yeah. I've visited that market several times.
Yeah.
Fresh is amazing, so.
And I've always, you know, I've only had one event for the podcast, but I know friends of mine who do events and they're always talking about, oh, what are we gonna get for dessert?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I went to an event
problem
in New-
solved.
There you go. I went to an event in New York where we had like little like banana puddings from this like local place and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my god, I would love a Capital Ice Cream did like little
yeah.
little baby ones and then they could like drop it off and that
nice.
You know they're a partner for the event.
Awesome.
So I'm putting it out into the universe.
Yes, yes, that's we're claiming things today.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Positive, me too. I'm excited too.
It's gonna be a good season. I think that a lot of people, even during your season when you were closed, they had to pass by, you know, Capital Ice Cream, and I'm sure they probably looked on Yelp and
yeah.
you know, so they're
yeah.
highly anticipating you guys coming back.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to showcase our new products. I'm excited to see I made so many friends last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun, right?
Yeah, so
and,
fun. Yeah.
So I'm excited. It's like I really miss people.
Yeah.
I see them like in random places. It's funny because no one recognizes me without my hat and my stuff on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm the ice cream lady. And I'm like,
right.
I don't know how that sounds, but hey, I'm going with it, right?
Right,
they're
right.
They're like, oh, yeah. So I'm excited to see everybody. It's like, welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys open April 4th.
Yeah.
And you will be open from 12 to 6?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. And that's going to be your hours Thursday to Sunday?
Yes, Thursday
okay.
to Sunday. Yeah.
Nice. I think I asked this last year when I went, and I'm like, are you guys going to be open later? Because I want 8 o'clock ice cream.
I know. I think, you're probably one of the people why we started opening later.
Yeah, because I think you closed at 5.
Yeah, because we were trying to just, you know, trying to figure things out. Right. And yeah.
No, I don't blame you. It's just hard because in Hartford, one of the biggest complaints, because I was raised here and left went to grad school, came back. So Hartford has changed a lot in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest complaints for young professionals, young adults, is that there's nothing to do after six. So we're getting out and the only thing to do is to really go to like a happy hour. But usually that's in like West Hartford.
And speaking of which, I don't know if you know, last season we started date night.
Oh, I did. Yes, I saw it after it happened.
So we're gonna bring that back. That's really, that was really sweet.
What was that date night?
So I had like, we set it up like a date, you know, obviously with candles and little questions on the table.
That's adorable.
And then one group came as like a group date. It was so cute. Like, and they were so supportive all summer.
Aww.
So I shout out to them.
Oh, that's amazing.
Diners of Connecticut. They would come out a lot, and other people as well, and that was so supportive. So we had date night, and we had what was the other name? Karaoke one night, which was really fun.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
Yeah, it was so fun. Like the people in the building across the Capitol Lofts were like dancing in the window.
Oh my god!
And so
that's
we had
adorable.
Decorations and karaoke. So we intend to bring out again, like you said, to sort of support that idea that there's some other things happening
after
in
hours,
Hartford, especially with that block being a little more alive now with more things happening. So
absolutely,
you know, whether it's 5 people or 100 that show up, we party. We have a good time.
So it sounds like you're open to being open later if there's an event or if you know it's going to like bring people in. Right?
Yeah, I would say on the weekend last year towards, you know, the height of the summer, we were open sometimes up until 10 o'clock because people come and knock on the door if we're closing. And I can't turn anyone down. Like,
I'm pretty sure I got to your place.
Ice cream. That's just wrong.
I got there like 5:58 and was like, can I have ice cream? And the girl was like, of course. So
it's funny. I've actually, someone texted me from another like Instagram post and they're like, but I really need, and I like, I came back to the shop and gave them, because you just can't deny people ice cream. You know, they wanted that. So that was really fun though. So for those like Friday and Saturday nights, we really were open between 9 and 10.
Wow.
When we get like a group of firefighters come at the same time and like,
yeah
it was awesome.
And it's good for your business.
For
you, because you know, you talked about self-care and balance, and it's been a whirlwind year for you. You know, now you're back to working part-time.
Yeah.
Does this mean that you're going to try to spend more time at the business? What's your kind of goal, for your personal goal for yourself?
So I make, I'm definitely going to stay at the school until the end of the school year. It's a really good balance for me in the sense that I love to teach. So that was hard for me to kind of disconnect from that for a little bit. So it's been nice. So I've been really fortunate to be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be teaching in the mornings and then I'll be rushing to bring my daughter to childcare and then going to the shop from there.
Okay.
And working the evenings at the shop.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to work.
It is going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about it. So it'll be a busier time for me, but I know what to expect this time around, so
absolutely.
I can sort of plan a little bit better and just find that way to stay true to myself.
Yeah.
At the same time, making all the right moves to do the right thing for the business.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how do you stay true to yourself?
Really just make, I have like a check-in, check-out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just like, how are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? And it's simple questions, right?
Okay.
But it's just making sure that, you know, we get so crazy and busy with all these things that we forget to just check in with ourselves and make sure that we're okay, we're happy, we're content. I want to be living with purpose. You know what I mean? Like, really moving in a way that is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And that means within myself, that means in my communication with other people, like really just making sure that I feel good about the moves that I'm making, that is having a positive impact on other people.
Absolutely.
Because that has a positive impact on me. It comes right back to me, right? If I'm doing those kinds of things. So just really checking in and making sure, you know, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you do it at a specific time or you feel like you kind of tap in when you need it?
I honestly can't say it's a specific time.
Okay.
Because that's a part of me saying it's okay not to be so
rigid.
It's rigid.
Yeah.
That flexibility. But just every now and then, hey, it's been a couple days. Have you checked in with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Having loving and supportive people around me that remind
awesome.
Me of that too.
Yeah.
To, you know, so that's a, you know, a really important piece is having people that support you in ways that sometimes you can't do for yourself and to remind mm-hmm. you that, you know, if you're not okay, no one else around you would be okay.
Nope.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just to finish off our interview, because this has been amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
thank
this is
you.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Tell us again kind of where we can find Capital Ice Cream and how long your season will be and what your hours are and stuff like that.
Okay, so we are at 389 Capital Avenue in Hartford, mm-hmm. right next to Story and Soil, across the street from the Capitol Lofts. Not too far. It's nice about it. We are just a walk from Bushnell Park. So
it's very
you can
true.
Have some ice cream and take a little walk to Bushnell Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be open in April from 12 to 6 p.m. And then we will extend our hours starting in May and be open more days. Obviously, in the summer, we'll be open the full week. We are considering being closed on Mondays, but that hasn't been decided just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, open much later for
nice.
Friends like you, for ice cream
Yay!
Friends. Yay! So... I encourage everyone to reach out with input mm-hmm. as the season goes along and share your experience. Like,
right.
you know, we want to be better. We want to grow in a great light. So.
And it sounds like you were really responsive via email, via DM, Facebook, all those things.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And you have a website now, too.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
So visit us there.
Thank you. This
Thank
is awesome.
You.
Great, great.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Basic Latina podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. You could find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you want to reach us, please do so on Instagram and Facebook at Basic Latina Podcast. Or if you'd like to write us an email with any questions, suggestions, or comments, you can write us in at basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. Sound editing for this episode is by moi, and the music is by Chef Dog. Talk to you guys soon. Stay well and take care.